Early diagnosis and detection of cancer can profoundly affect survival rates and maximize positive outcomes. Major screening guidelines exist for most common cancers, colon, breast, cervical, and prostate. And advanced imaging techniques, biomarkers, and multimodal approaches are providing promising strategies for detecting and diagnosing cancer at its earliest and most treatable stages. However, a large fraction of the population doesn't undergo appropriate screening or is screened inconsistently. For example, in 2004, among adults older than 50 years of age, the prevalence of having an endoscopic procedure within the past 5 years for colorectal cancer was only 52%. Now, March is colon cancer awareness month, and this March, the American Cancer Society is spearheading a major initiative to raise awareness regarding the importance of these types of screening techniques, with the goal of increasing the numbers of folks getting screened. And joining us this morning to tell us more about this effort is Martha Ryan, a registered nurse and the director of Health Systems Initiatives, and Jason Warshall, the community mission manager of the Central New York region, both from the American Cancer Society. Welcome to you both this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Martha, let's first understand, what are the current cancer screening? Let me start with making a point here, though. This initiative that we're talking about, this upcoming March initiative, the current March initiative, is focusing very explicitly on colon cancer, because it's March.
Correct.
But also on breast cancer screening.
Absolutely.
Right? But in general, can you tell me kind of what are the current cancer screening guidelines that the ACS recommend?
Okay, for breast cancer, all women age 40 and older should receive an annual mammogram and an annual clinical breast exam. For colon cancer, everyone age 50 and older should start receiving screening. And there's four different types of screening that you can get for colon cancer. You can have a colonoscopy, and if your colonoscopy is negative, then you're good for every 10 years. You can have a take-home kit called the FOBT kit or the FIT test. And this test you can do in the privacy of your own home. You actually take stool specimens, put them on a card, take them back to your healthcare provider, and then they will basically, you know, look at those
analyze the kits,
and then determine if you need further testing.
So are they looking for blood?
They are looking for blood in the stool. And if there's blood in the stool, that kind of is a first indicator that there may be something else going on. If that's positive, then you usually need to have a colonoscopy. The one thing with colon cancer is, number one, a lot of people aren't getting screened. As you said, only 52% are, so that's 48% who are not. And colon cancer is one of the few cancers that can be prevented with screening. And that's because about 90% of colon cancers start with a little polyp in the colon. And a polyp is like a little grape that grows inside your colon. If you can take that out before it grows and becomes cancerous, you've actually prevented colon cancer from occurring. The issues is people are uncomfortable. People don't like to talk about their bowel habits or their colon, and the fear of what the test is going to be like. But now with modern medicine and everything, you receive medication. The colonoscopy test is fairly comfortable. You don't realize really that you've had the test when you wake up. Probably the most inconvenient thing is the colonoscopy prep, because if you're going to have a colonoscopy, it's a tube that goes in your colon, and the physician can actually see the sides of your colon and really look for that little polyp. Your colon obviously has to be very clean when that happens.
So the prep is
that's probably the most uncomfortable or pain in the neck kind of situation.
The fact is, Jason, we have fallen short of the mark in terms of, we just mentioned the 52%, but is true for breast cancer as well?
You know, breast cancer itself is very common, and when we look at women, we want women especially to get their annual mammograms, and really that's why we're sticking by our guideline and have been. And locally here, you know, we've created several initiatives to do that, to help support the guideline of getting a mammogram after 40 every year. Just alone in the United States, there are 207,000 cases of women being diagnosed with breast cancer. And the important piece is finding it early, as with other cancers, like Martha mentioned, and colorectal cancer. But the five-year survival rate for breast cancer is just about 98%. With women who actually have, you know, gotten their screening on time and found cancer early enough to treat it. So
the message is clearly, and for both colon and breast, and probably for all cancers, but specifically we're talking colon and breast right now, is to get your screening early at the appropriate, with the guidelines stated by the ACS, and to do it, you know, and to not be afraid and to move forward. Now, I just want to make sure we get all this information. And what seems to be stopping people besides being a fear of the test or the uncomfort?
It can be the inconvenience. You got to schedule the colonoscopy if you're going with the colonoscopy. Also, finances can be an issue. All right.
If, for example, if you're uninsured.
If you're uninsured. However, we're very fortunate in New York State to have an excellent cancer services program initiative. And this program has been in existence in New York State for probably 10 years. So individuals who are uninsured or underinsured can get screened at no cost to them.
Well, let's go very quickly because we're running out of time. Where can people go during this month of March to get help?
The best thing to do is to call the American Cancer Society number, 1-800-227-2345, and we will hook you up in any county in our surrounding area to be screened for breast and or colon cancer.
Well, I am so glad, both Jason and Martha, that you came with this very important message, and I hope our listeners follow up on that. We have to take a short break. We'll be right back with more HealthLink on Air. I'm Linda Cohen. You're listening to FM News Radio 106.9 and 570 WSYR.